The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Sulan, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. Today, folks, we're going to talk about something that I think is problematic not only in Siouxland, but across the whole country, and that is employment, jobs. What happened to all the workers? They're all gone. So today, we're going to share with you our first annual Boys and Girls Home and Family Services Job Fair.
Woohoo!
And joining me, and joining me today is my co-host and Chief Operating Officer at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, Brenda Geisinger. Hi, Brenda.
Good morning.
Okay, we're going to try to find out what the heck's going out there trying to find jobs. And we brought the expert in with us today. We have our HR. Why don't you introduce her? She works with you. She's been with us forever.
Today we have with us Barb Nielsen. She's our HR manager. Barb has been with the agency for how long, Barb?
Going on 25 years.
Ooh, yeah.
A lot of hiring.
So I work very closely with her, and she's a phenomenal asset to our agency, and she's in charge of all the world of HR.
Well, I can tell you that must be a really trying experience, Bob. You want to talk about what's going on in HR right now in terms of hiring?
Well, yeah, especially this time, it's just hard to get people in. They're just not coming in as much as they were, say, even a year ago. I don't know what's going on.
Well, it's you and a lot of other people don't know what's going on, and we just can't seem to find where the workers are, so I thought we'd devote some of the time today on the job openings we have, what they pay, and I'll tell you, the fulfillment you get working with our children. So it's really a good deal, but you know, when I look at it, I said, let me see, am I off the wall here? What are we looking for? Let me back this thing all the way up. So I went back to the dictionary, okay? And here we go. I wanted to find out the definition of job. Well, job, okay? It's a noun. The principal activity in your life that you do to earn money. So let's look at it from that perspective. What are you doing out there to earn money? I mean, it's like that some cloud come down and just scoop up all the workers. Where are they out there? You know, we got some great jobs. We got some great pay. So why don't we kind of start off with that? And I think the number one opportunity we have, and I really want to come out this year and stress it, this show and stress it, is teachers. We have a school. We have the Tyson Opportunity School. And not only do we educate our residential treatment students, we also educate students that come in from a 45-mile radius of Sioux City, including South Sioux City and the Sioux City Community Schools. Brenda, do you want to talk about the school a little bit?
Absolutely. So within our school, we have a very unique opportunity. Our kids are gathered together in groups of 10 to about 15 kids in a classroom. And we have a teacher, and then we also have an aide that works with that group of 15. And our kids may struggle a little bit with doing some educational things. They may be behind. And having a smaller class size allows more of that one-on-one time with them and really focus on what their needs are and get them going. I will say that our teachers do an amazing job. Currently, we have 6 teachers, but we're always looking for more. We have some openings right now. And you may have a classroom of 15, but you also then have several teachers who are willing to help you. So it's not like you're just in a classroom and you don't really focus with anyone else. It's more of a team teaching approach. So if there's a subject that you're not as comfortable with, or a student that's really struggling and another teacher may be able to help better, it's really the teachers working together as well. We do have special education students. So if you have a special ed endorsement, that's wonderful. We work closely with our area education agency, and they help our special ed students. They come in and consult with our special ed teachers. So again, it's really working as a community to help our kids get caught up and moving forward.
Well, we have a great opportunity school. It's a great success, and I think for teachers, I want to target the retired teachers. Okay, you put in a great career, and you sat back, and then after maybe 2 or 3 months, you find that you still want to do a little more. You still got it in the tank, and I'm an advocate of retired people. I think people retire too early. I think we still have an awful lot to offer the public. And I think if you're ready, you're not ready to sit down, but you want to try something new, but keep it in the same field, please give us a call and talk about our teaching. You have an aide in the classroom. You have help. As Brenda stated, it's a team teaching approach. We pay like the Sioux City Schools pay. What's the rate of pay?
It really depends on your endorsement, okay. But it's anywhere between 37 and on up. If you're special ed endorsed, you get a little bit more. So it really kind of varies, but the starting wage is around $35,000.
Okay. Well, listen, we could really use some part-time. Well, they'll be full-time, but we'd like you to come and work with us at Boys and Girls Home. Bob, you want to tell us about our teachers and some of the things, some of the questions or calls you get when they call in and ask about this?
Basically, they like to know about the hours, what type of students they would have, if they were to have help, having the classroom aide alongside them. I usually get into, you know, the size of the classroom, the type of students that they would be working with. These are students that are just having problems, you know, in their homeschool, that sort of thing.
I got to tell you, it's really exciting. Our classrooms are like a beehive. You have the aide in there, you have the kids in there. And boy, I'll tell you, let's talk about the success of our school. Our school has done a tremendous job, particularly with COVID. When the kids went home and did the virtual learning, we had to do a lot of catch-up on that to get them back to the accepted reading levels. Brenda, do you want to talk about that?
So really, it's not uncommon for our students to maybe be one or two grade levels behind because for various reasons, behaviors or things that are happening outside of the school environments. So when the kids come, we really focus on getting them up to grade level that they should be performing or at least improving. And a lot of our kids, I will say, improve by 2 grade levels. Again, that's 2 grade levels in reading or in math. And some of our kids just need basic social skills. You know, how do you stay in line? How do you learn those basics 101s? So it's really invigorating to watch our kids progress. We do a lot of field trips. We do a lot of hands-on learning. So it's just a fun environment, but watching a child learn and that smile on their face when they get it, you just can't explain it. It's like a passion and a fire that lights in you as the adult to watch those kids and their eyes just kind of sparkle.
You know, I know exactly what you're saying. I like to be there in the morning when the kids come in or when they leave. And we're on the Sioux City schedule. So it's the same school schedule that the Sioux City schools, community schools go through. Same hours. If they're on vacation, then we're on vacation. But I have to tell you, it's such a rewarding deal. So for the retired teachers out there, if you're looking to come back into the classroom with some help and really use your skill to help touch a child, we're looking to hire right now. And Barb, can you tell us your number and what they should call and your number and email address?
Yeah, they can email me at Nielsen, NIELSENB, at BGHOME.net. They can call me at 712-293-4736.
Okay, 293-4736. This could open up such a rewarding part of your life. Now, I came from a different background into this field, and I've been here 11 years now. And I got to tell you, no 2 weeks are the same. And every day, you've got something enjoyable you find with the children we serve. So we're looking to hire the right person, the good people that want to be part of our family. I'm Art Silva, and along with me today is co-host Brenda Geisinger, and also Barb Nielsen from Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, talking about employment. This is our first annual job fair. So with that, let's go over to our next position that we love to put some people in place, and that's mental health technicians. This is probably where you have the most flexibility of schedule. We have many different shifts. There's plenty of overtime available if someone's looking to do that. So, Bob or Brenda, you want to discuss what the mental health tech does?
Well, they are on the unit directly working with our clients, more of a hands-on with them. We have open shifts of all our shifts, our day shift from 7 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. We have an opening on our afternoon shift, 2 p.m. to 11:30 p.m., and then our overnight shift, 11 to 7:30 a.m. Both full-time and part-time are available. It, like Art said, it is kind of a flexible schedule, being a part-time. You can pick up shifts anytime you want. We have weekend hours available.
This is a great job if you want to put together a peace team with another a team approach. Two people coming into the job and sharing a job. Something to think about where you can pick up some extra cash. I know those gas prices are still starting to come down, but they're still high. So you need some extra cash. What did I read in that? I have to get a job because my boyfriend needs gas for his car. Excuse me. We're coming up on our break, so continue your morning chill as we welcome the dawn of another beautiful day in Siouxland. We'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, that happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva along with Brenda Geisinger and Barb Nielsen. And today we're having our first annual Boys and Girls Home Job Fair. And we've been talking about hiring and the problem with hiring and how that affects our mental health. Oh, my word. I saw a sign the other day. It said, sorry, we're closed due to short staff. Person put a note in the door and said, hire taller staff because I want a taco. Well, you know, it's a problem. We gotta laugh at it too, but it's a problem. Your hours aren't sure. You find a lot of restaurants now that curtailed their hours. They've cut back. We're looking for people, and just as the rest of the world, Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we're looking for a few good people that can come join our family of fine people and children. So we'd love to have you. And when we last left you here, we were talking about our mental health techs. And these are the folks that have direct contact with our kids and oversee their behavior during a day. We have three shifts available, and there's plenty of flexibility here. And I want to come back to that job. Brenda, you're probably tied closer to those, to the mental health techs, than anybody else in the organization, because they're responsible for carrying out what you need to have done.
So the mental health technician position, I actually started as a mental health technician.
Chief operating officer.
2 years
you
ago.
Can go pieces.
So 33 years ago.
Brenda, you have potential, huh?
But I will say it is so rewarding. There are times to this day where a former client that I worked with as a mental health tech may see me or will call me and just talk about the difference. And it could be as simple as you compliment a kid on their eyewear, their glasses, or a new shirt, and they remember that. It's not necessarily doing therapy. It's more mentoring and hanging out with the kids and teaching them how to handle their emotions and having positive behaviors. Going on field trips, teaching them basic hygiene. Maybe some students need that, or clients that we have. Teaching them, maybe you have a hobby. We've had some staff that have taught them how to crochet or how to draw. Some of our staff love to dance with the kids and do yoga. It's not all games and fun, but it's really connecting with kids and letting them know you are there and that you are there to help them and how to navigate the day-to-day stuff that they have going on. And they really are the heart and soul of what we do at the agency. And it lights a passion in the kids because someone cares. And it can light a passion in you as a person. It did for me. That's kind of why I'm still around.
The kids are wonderful. And if you have the opportunity to interact with the children, and that's supposed to be their primary job, it's a fun deal. You learn so much from our kids, and they just see things a little differently, but they're wonderful children who are victims, and they're trying to find that trust and get back into someone's well-being. So it's an extremely fulfilling job. If you want to come and work with children, you think you might want to work with children, come see us. I think you get a good feeling for it and what it takes and how you can help, in the development of another person. Barb, can you tell us some of the details on this job in terms of pay? What the starting pay would be and benefits?
Mm-hmm, sure. We're right now we're at $16 to $17 an hour for full time. We have excellent benefits. We have health insurance, dental, and vision. We have a retirement plan, a life insurance plan. We have
Dental, vision.
We have an employee assistance program. And I was going to mention that sometimes in my interview process, I've had the interviewee talk about their past, and they have been through this with their own, you know, growing up in their own childhood. So they kind of know what our clients are going through. And so that's always been kind of interesting to me that, you know, they know they can probably help our clients.
What is so gratifying is to see the success. The way the kids work, the way when they come in and you work with a little bit of time and they start leading the routine. They want routine. Mm-hmm. You find that the kids want boundaries, so they're not fighting you on it. You may have to, like with your little brother or big sister, hey, come on, hurry up, clean that up. But these kids are wonderful, and we try to keep them busy. Between school and, as Brenda mentioned, the field trips and other activities, we keep the kids very busy. So you'll have a fun job, a fun time. And like I said, we have three different shifts. You can come during the day, you can work day to night, or you can work overnight. And all of these will provide you with extra cash, $16.50 to $17 an hour to start, complete benefits. It's a great place to come and work. Now, we got one more position I want to talk about where we have immediate openings, and probably this is a unique group, and they've been with us. The various therapists have worked with us on this show, bringing in their expertise, and we're looking to add to that family. Brenda, do you want to help us there?
We are always looking for people to add to our family services team, which is the outpatient therapy program. And so anybody who is interested in doing outpatient therapy, if they have a master's in social work or a master's in mental health counseling, again, call Barb at 293-4736. We'd love for you to join our team. It's exciting. We have a good group of therapists. You've heard numerous of them on the radio in past radio shows. And it's about reaching out and helping people and helping the community.
And one thing I want to say also, we moved part of our organization. We have moved the Family Services Organization from the old location on Court Street, 2101 Court Street, to the new location on the new campus, Jenny Peterson Campus, located on Indian Hills Boulevard. Very shortly, in the next year or so, we will also be removing our mental health division as well as the school. So something to look forward to down the road is two new, exciting, brand new facilities that you'll be working in. So that would also add to the pleasure of the job, because we'd love to have you join us here at Boys and Girls Home. We're coming up on the end of our show, folks, so it's always good to end with a little bit of a joke. Try to humor is good for the soul. So keeping with the theme of looking for a job, I'm just going to give you the most basic job application I saw. Okay. Big sign. Now hiring. Qualifications, must have a brain. Well, I think we're getting down towards that point of not the bottom of the barrel, but we got a tremendous amount of jobs out there. I don't know whether COVID has just scared people into coming back out. People are doing career changes. People, if you don't want to do your old job anymore, come see us. I guarantee you'll have a fun time working with the kids, and you'll find it absolutely so fulfilling. I want to give a shout out to all the personnel managers out there trying to find people for work. Hang in there. The jobs are coming back, and I think extra cash, you know, so come on out. We're looking at Boys and Girls Home. But a shout out to all the personnel managers. And again, we're always looking to add to our family. So if you're looking for a career change or to start a new career, please call Barb Nielsen at 293-4700 or email us at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org. Boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, all small letters. We have immediate openings and for full and part-time positions. And teachers, don't forget we're looking for you out there. Team Teach, come on in. Add extra dollars to help combat inflation. When things aren't going well, we wrap next Saturday morning at 7 o'clock right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ. Your homework this week is to go out and have a good laugh. May the sun shine on you. Peace.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org. Or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.